Yeah, I just want to record something for the last scan just to get the ball rolling. So basically, I wanted to start just like making my own documentary that doesn't mean anybody's actually gonna listen to it, or maybe years from now somebody listen to it, or maybe I'll just listen to it. I don't know, but I think it's important to do it because I'm basically getting into. I guess I'll describe what the last scan is. It's basically me being a scanner, and but my scanning it just gone to shit. Really wasn't scanning anymore hardly. And my friend was like, "Oh, you got I'm gonna have somebody else scan it now," because that was almost finishing up his files. And my friend was like, "Well, I'm gonna have this other guy start scanning it or like part of it." And then he was and it was gonna be like I wasn't even gonna scan anymore because I hadn't just done it for a number of weeks. It was like ridiculous for not all on my end that I wasn't scanning any. So then I came up with this thing where I think I'd do it also just to keep myself scanning, just to because I guess I've done it scanning so long that it's hard to just get motivated just to do it. So I think that's kind of why. So that's kind of why I cooked this idea up to say like this is my like I'm the greatest scanner there ever was, and so I'm like the Michael Jordan of scanning, and like but my scanning career is coming to an end. So they just now I just seen the Last Dance documentary about Michael Jordan, a few months back, so it was still fresh in my mind. So I just said well, I'll just be like that. I'll be like I'm the Michael Jordan of scanning. And I'll call it the last. First, they called it the Last Dance Scan, which is a really terrible name. That's just stupid. So now I'm just gonna call it the last scan. And I figured if there's 10 parts to the last scan, then I have to have 10 podcast episodes, and then maybe that would just be end of it. Just a little document, a podcast documentary about this my last days of scanning. But it maybe won't be the last days of scanning. Maybe I'll become like a consultant, scanning consultant, and I'll have like a mobile scan center. It could happen. Don't. I know you're scoffing right now, but it could happen. Why can't you? You can't stop me from a mobile scan center if I want one. I could do it. I'm not even high yet. I mean, I'm gonna get high, and I'm right here on my moon pod. So I'm also inspired by the movie Night Shift. I kind of want to be like Chuck, just like have my little. He was old school, early 80s, so he just had one of those old recorders that you hit the button, go punk, and you'd be like, "This is Chuck, a great idea." Like, mini mini toast and gravy, or whatever it is, it'd be ridiculous, but it was good that he had those ideas. And you can't, a man needs dreams. So I'm gonna start just recording stuff more often. Yeah, I don't know if I'll do anything with it, but at least it's there, and I can share my feelings and like archive my feelings. I think that maybe that's the most accurate way, because that would imply that if you're saying is like ridiculous stuff that you don't think a lot of people care or want to listen to, then I guess archiving would be appropriate, because that's then it's just going somewhere and locked away, and maybe somebody will unearth it years later and say, well, what was going on with that guy? Why was he all about scanning? And maybe somebody will learn. Maybe, hundreds of years from now, somebody will learn something from my story. I don't know. I just think it's good to archive it. So that's what the last scan's all about. It's gonna be basically. It's just like I'm just getting more into it each day, which is good. It does make the scanning more fun. And I'd already been doing this on a smaller scale. I'd been calling myself the LeBron of scanning before. And I would like keep stats and everything, but then I guess it wasn't enough, so I got to take it up, take it. I still waned, so I got to take it up a notch and go Jordan. Because now, I did the first night of scanning yesterday, last night, or probably more accurately this morning, because this is a Wednesday. I think it's August 4th, or I don't even know. Yeah, but this was like Wednesday morning. I would think of it as Tuesday night, but it was actually like Wednesday in the wee hours, like 3, 4, 5 in the morning. That I was scanning, and I think I did like 2 hours, but I was very focused because I kind of I'm not one of those LeBron fans that is deluded. I know Jordan is the greatest, and LeBron would still have a lot of work to do to match him, like, even career wise. But I don't think he'll ever he can't match him for the natural bias of people, and I even like that too. You tend to admire the short a period of time dominance than over a career. Like as if somebody winning like a Tom Brady winning 7 Super Bowls is less, it feels less impressive than Jordan winning 6 in 8 years, because it's just like so, like Brady was, that's just different, and people appreciate that more, and I do too. So in that sense, LeBron can never catch Jordan, unless he's gonna suddenly win, like 4 titles in a row or something at the like at the end of his. I just don't. But I mean, that's nothing against LeBron. I mean, Jesus, there's only one greatest player ever by definition. But I just like the journey that LeBron is on. Like, can he do it? Can he get to close to Jordan or beat him career wise or whatever? It's great. It brings a lot of people in as fans that would never pay attention if it wasn't that, this is the greater sense of can LeBron catch Jordan. So then I thought, so for the last scan, I basically at first it started off just me, I'm gonna be the Jordan, the Michael Jordan of scanning. So I bought an authentic Jordan jersey, a white one. So I want to get like jerseys that he had during the time when he was playing at the Bulls at the end. I don't give an F about his Wizard days after. Those are just like whatever. He came back, had some fun, but nobody cares about those days. Everybody cares about the last, specifically the last year, which is what the, which is the core of the Last Dance documentary, which is, the team's gonna get broken up. They knew it going into the year, and so it was the coach Phil Jackson coined it. He said this is a last dance. And so yeah, so this is what mine is. And so basically, I'm just trying to, I won't get into all of it in this first record because it's just started kind of a rambling mess, I'm sure, anyway. So, but I just wanted to get something out there just to get the ball rolling, because it's all about doing stuff now instead of just ping-ponging all these ideas in my brain and stuff, and just telling people, hey, wouldn't this be cool? Wouldn't this be cool? What if I did this? What if I did that? Now I'm going to start doing some of those things. When I say, what if I do this? Why don't I do a 10-part documentary about the last dance style, about the last scan? Before I would just be like, that's cool. I would ping-pong it around my brain, tell about 10 people, and then that'll be the end of it. But now I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm just doing it. So I'm doing the 10-part. I got the Jordan jersey. I'm getting the Jordan Air Jordan 14s. I'm going to replicate exactly to the whatever detail I can that outfit he had for his last shot, the red Jordan jersey. But I'll get into that later records. So I think that's all for now. I just wanted to start something off. Anyway, that's all. Oh, maybe I'll go a little longer. Just, I mean, I just can't get a double. I think it's good to at least, I think that's, I mean, for a yammering MF like me, that should be the minimum. If you're gonna do a rant, it should be at least double digits. It should be at least 10 minutes. Otherwise, that's just amateur stuff. I can, and plus it's just good, a good block of time, I think 10 minutes, but it doesn't have to be. And not looking around, that's probably a mistake now. I should end it. But now I'm out there. Now I'm going to end it. Nobody can make me do 10 minutes.